following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. The Nebraska football team will battle Texas A&M tomorrow in College Station, Texas. This will be the final road game of the regular season for the Huskers. Nebraska is 9-1 in the season. They are 5-1 in the Big 12 Conference. The Aggies are one of the nation's hottest teams now. They have won four games in a row to improve to 7-3 overall, 4-2 in the conference. Kickoff will be at 7:05. Coverage begins at 2 o'clock on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Vanderbilt beat the Nebraska men's basketball team 59-49 yesterday in the first round of the Puerto Rico tip-off. The Huskers missed all 10 of their three-point attempts and made only 13 of 23 free throws in the game. Nebraska also had 15 turnovers. Brandon Ubel led the Huskers with 10 points. Christian Stan Hardinger had 7 points and 4 rebounds. Nebraska is now 2-1 in the season. They will play Davidson in the loser's bracket game at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Davidson lost to West Virginia 84-70 in another first-round game on Thursday. The 23rd-ranked Nebraska women's basketball team wraps up a three-game season-opening homestand on Saturday when they play host to St. Mary's. Tip-off for the game will be at 2:05. The Hastings College basketball teams open the conference season tomorrow at Sioux Falls. The Bronco women are 4-3 on the season. The men support a 2-4 mark. Game times have been changed due to an NAIA football playoff game. The women's contest will now tip off at 4 o'clock with the men to follow at 6. We'll have both games on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon. The Hastings College soccer teams will host opening round games in the NAIA National Championship tomorrow. The men will play Missouri Valley at 1. The women will face Olivet Nazarene at 5. Both games will be played at Lloyd Wilson Field. And the 10th-ranked Nebraska Kearney volleyball team beat 7th-ranked Minnesota Duluth in 4 sets yesterday in the opening round of the NCAA Central Regional in Marshall, Minnesota. That's sports.
The Gibbon American Legion Club is inviting everyone to come have bull fries on November 20th from 5 to 8:30. They'll be serving mountain oysters, pulled pork, and fried chicken. Members and the public are all welcome, and be sure to stay for karaoke. So don't miss the great food and great music November 20th at the Gibbon American Legion Club in Gibbon. You're sure to have a ball. Also, the Gibbon American Legion invites everyone out Sunday the 21st for their annual turkey dinner from 11 to 1:30.
Back on the Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're just moments away from chatting with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep about all the state high school football championships. But, Daddy, we are here at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, and I don't know, weird great things. We continue to give back to the community here on the Doug and Daddy Show and with the great folks at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. I can't believe Andy is back with his sales manager to talk with us. I can't believe what's about to happen. I can't believe it.
It's huge. I'll tell you what, in honor of Doug's big promotion, you know, he's actually now a Heisman voter, so he gets to go ahead and say who he wants. Here it is, guys. If you're out there listening, we're running a special. We're going to call it the Heisman Special. If you call in today to the service department, 308-234-2496, and ask for the Heisman Special, you get this. Write it down, folks. You got a pen here. I can wait. Grab it. Write it down. Lube oil filter, multi-point inspection, and tire rotation. Normally, a $30 value. Today and today only, $15.99 for a tire rotation, multi-point inspection, lube oil filter. Call 234-2496 and ask for the Heisman Special.
And they just have to make the appointment today? Is that what I'm getting at? They don't have to bring the car in today?
No. If you call in today before 5 p.m. and you say, I want the Heisman Special, We are talking lube oil filter, multi-point inspection, tire rotation, $15.99. Call them before 5 p.m. Wait a second. I know you got your pen. 234-2496. Write it down. Call in.
I don't even want to say at this point. That's remarkable. Doug's getting emotional. This is getting ridiculous.
Well, and the thing is, too, is we did talk about this beforehand. If you are from the state of Texas, it is not valid. It is not valid. If you own an orange vehicle, it is not valid. If you have a Longhorn emblem anywhere on any of your clothing in your closet, it is not valid. This is the Heisman Special, exclusively, only at the Midway dealerships. 234-2496. Call in. Lube oil filter, multi-point inspection, and the tire rotation, $15.99.
Well, Andy, thanks. And I know all the folks out there say thanks. Again, folks, just make the appointment today. You said, well, I can't get in today. You don't have to get in today. Just make the appointment today, $15.99. Andy, thanks, man.
Not a problem. Well, hey, thank you, man. That's awesome. That's a heck of a deal. I'll tell you what, I don't know too many people that get to cast their vote for the Heisman, so I guess you're the one I know now. So I'm gonna tell all my friends. I'm going to say, yeah, I know. I know Doug pretty well. Yeah. You know, I think he's probably going to vote for the guy I'm going to vote for, right? You know? I mean, I get on the ESPN.com thing and point, you know, I've been voting for Roy Halo the whole year, but I don't know how that one's going to work out. But no, it's an awesome honor. We're glad to have you guys out here. It's a big deal. And I know you guys got quite the following, so we appreciate you guys coming out.
Thanks, buddy. We appreciate it. Talk to you later. Andy Griffith, the sales manager here at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Daddy, I'm kind of emotional. Could you introduce Bob?
Well, we're pleased to introduce Bob right now. Land Prep Sports Editor right now from the worldwide headquarters in Central City.
Hi, Bob.
Hi. Yeah, you know, that's just it. You've been a player ever since you used to call football games on that plank with Walt Smith. This Heisman thing is no big deal where I come from.
Thanks. It is true. I have come a long way, but
in which
this
direction
mention Walt
we are still
Heisman
unsure.
And, you know, I think he voted for the first Heisman, by the way. I'll mention that. We are looking forward to the six state football championship games that are coming up. 3 Monday, 3 Tuesday, the D2, D1, and A on Monday, C2, C1, and B coming your way on a Tuesday. All of them right here on ESPN Radio. And, of course, complete coverage. Bob has put out the next-to-last edition here of a Huskerland Prep for football this year and has made his selections, has broke these football teams down. Bob, which one is the most intriguing matchup to you?
Pierce Norfolk Catholic. Pierce Norfolk Catholic, long pause, wait for it, then the rest of them. Any time that Pierce and Norfolk Catholic play, it is a great game. It is a great rivalry. It's got such intensity, such respect, such great coaching, such good players. You got two programs that maybe come from things just a little bit differently, and you know, all the elements are there, and now we've got them back in the state final. And that's not to dismiss the other five games. Those are all going to be great in their own way. But to answer your question, Pierce versus Norfolk Catholic.
Bob, I want to start in the first game off. Please tell me, and we've got the chance to see Sargent this year, a team with remarkable speed. They got good size up front. Please tell me they have a chance versus this Howells team that's been so dominant in Memorial Stadium.
They do. They do. And I, at one time, had a chance to date Julie Brass from Comstock. not a good chance, but I had a chance. And that's about the chance Sargent's got, okay? Sargent's going to go in there, and they are fast. And, they, you know, the Jed Fenske, who sat out last week's game with the ankle, he's going to be available. I think there's a chance. You know, based on what Coach Koshel said, he might even, you know, if they had to play him, he could have played last week. But with an extra week, he's going to be better. The reason, I'll tell you what, is I wrote it somewhere. You know, 3 weeks ago, if you'd asked me the same question, I think my answer would have been at least a little bit different. Everybody wants to pick against Goliath. And that's what, you know, when you win 8 championships, everybody's looking for somebody to beat Howells. But, you know, they played Giltner, and Giltner's a team with a lot of team speed. And, you know, that was going to be the plan. They were going to spread out Howells and make them pay. Well, it kind of worked for most of the first half, and then they gave up a long touchdown run right before halftime. Howells took off and took care of business. I think that's kind of the same scenario. I'd love to see one of our old Loup Valley Conference schools win. I'd love to see Sargent win. You know, this will be the third time that Colgill's taken an undefeated team to the state championship. which is kind of one of the, you know, hidden statistics in this whole thing. I'm just afraid the same thing's going to happen. I think Howells is going to win that ball game, probably pull away in the second half, kind of like the Giltner game. That would be what I would think.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're broadcasting live today from Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Stop by and take advantage of all the great deals here. And Bob, we have talked a little bit, because I want to talk St. Cecilia. You've told us before it looked like the only real chink in their armor was maybe their pass defense, and they gave up some passing yards because we've seen that before. What do the coaches tell you when they're trying to play Howells, to beat Howells? How do you beat Howells? Because nobody's done it.
Well, the very first thing you've got to be able to do is you've got to be able to hold up at the line of scrimmage. And, their line, the interior of their line, three juniors, are all of them are the younger brothers of former All-Staters. You know, names like Budgeta, Beyer, Brahacek. These guys have got the pedigree. They all stand about, 6'4", somewhere between 220 and 240. The Budgeta kid can really move for as big as he is. And, you know, they just keep pounding away. And, the Musney kid, Trent Musney at running back, he's not just a guy who can run through giant holes made by giant young men. He's got great balance. He's really tough, as all those Howells running backs have been over the course of time. You've got to be able to match him at the line of scrimmage. And, there's been teams that have been able to do it for a quarter, some for a half, but for four quarters, it's been a long time, man, since that's happened. And I just don't see that happening Tuesday or Monday either they play. That's another story.
Well, let's move on to St. Cecilia then. A lot of people think that they have overcome their biggest obstacles, but it is still a state championship game. They were picked at the beginning of the year to repeat. Now we're here. Tell me about that C2 matchup.
Well, I tell you what, St. Cecilia really impressed me the other night. St. Cecilia impressed me the other night, kind of, but not to the degree, frankly, that Aurora impressed me playing against Crete. That was a tough game. You know, St. Cecilia got backed into a corner. It's like I said earlier, when they ran out there, when St. Pat's ran out there and St. Cecilia was already on the field, it looked like you'd found St. Cecilia's little brothers and ran them out there. But when the day was over, and I spoke to several St. Cecilia players after that game, they said they got hit unlike they'd been hit all year. And it wasn't pretty. St. Pat's fumbled six times and had four turnovers. And frankly, St. Cecilia needed all of them just to get out of there. But, good teams find a way to win when things aren't necessarily going their way, and that's what happened. Having said that, a chink in the armor, I don't know if it's necessarily a chink in the armor. I just don't know if there's very many teams that can run on St. Cecilia. Now, having said that, St. Pat's did a little bit. St. Pat's moved the ball on the ground. What it all comes down to, though, is Bergen's got Riley Gross. And Riley Gross, who was in the state finals 2 years ago as their quarterback, weighed 140 pounds, made all state. Well, now he's like 175 pounds. And while that's still not going to get him on, the cover of some weightlifting magazine, he's still he's bigger, he's stronger. He threw for 367 yards the other night in the semifinal, and he's got four or five guys that are capable receivers, guys that can get open. I think that's it. I think Bergen's going to win the game. I do. That kind of pains me to say that with us having friends in Hastings and all, but I just got a feeling, Bergen's defense has been great, and I think they've got enough offense to get it done.
Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob, as we look at this Class A game, and this is a game that everybody expected, at least two out of the three Miller schools are there. I guess you kind of mix and match, and one of the other ones, the other one could have been there as well, but these two end there in North and South. Your overall thoughts on this game, and is one team a big favorite in this one?
Well, I would think, Tony, that you got to favor Millard South. I mean, they're the defending champions. They're 11-1. Granted, their one loss was to Millard North, but since that time, they played at a little higher level. And the toughest thing they had to do in the postseason was they had to play prep. Anybody playing prep in the postseason this year was going to have their hands full, because Tom Jaworski, the great, the all-time winningest high school football coach. You know, his first loss in the postseason would be the last game of his career. And they managed to survive that. They had to come back from a touchdown deficit and win it. The thing that should give heart to anybody who wants to see Millard North win this game, it's kind of weird to frame Millard North as an underdog when they've been in the finals five times this decade. But the point is they have lost a couple times. What they did against Millard South when they beat him the first time was they were able to get up in Blake Headley's face a little bit, the quarterback there. And then, frankly, I interviewed Blake the week after that game, and he just said, you know, man, I got a little flustered. You know, I didn't understand some of the defenses that we saw, and, you know, I learned a lot from it. I think I'm better for it, you know, that sort of thing. But, you know, in the end, you know, Millard North just came at him with a defensive game plan that was the best that Millard South saw all year. And, you know, they've got the athletes up front. They've got good size. You know, getting pushed against the Millard South offensive line is not easy to do. But Millard North was able to do it without blitzing a lot. And then they were able to mix and max coverages. And, you know, Headley threw a couple of interceptions. I think he only threw for 160 yards that night. And it was enough to get Millard South beat. I don't think that'll happen this time. I don't think that they're going to be able to duplicate that. And I think Millard South probably wins that ballgame.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep with us for just another couple of minutes. Looking at the preview, Creed is technically in the West, and Bob, that's the only West team you picked to win. We saw Creighton play Overton, but it looks like the West Point CC just can score too many points here for Creighton to break down the D1 final.
Yeah, just to make it real simple, Anthony Ritter is the guy you need to know about. I'll tell you what, I knew the kid was good. I mean, you know, you read the stats, you read the scores. I saw him in person, and he is he's a pretty majestic D1 quarterback. I mean, he's 6'1", 200 pounds. He can run, and he's got a gun for an arm. The offense is built perfectly for him, which is kind of ironic considering his daddy is the coach. But the thing is, he can, you know, he's done it against bad teams. He's done it against a great team because I saw Bancroft Rosalie play a couple times this year, and I think on the record saying it would take some sort of great team to beat them. Well, West Point did, and they did it the only way that you could. There wasn't any stopping Bancroft either. They just outscored them. And I don't know. Creighton has got good size. They've got great depth. You know, they're brand new to D1, having dropped down from C2. They've got a tremendous quarterback of their own, a kid by the name of Ryan Middies. And Ryan is, frankly, the other night, I don't know what you guys saw, but he impressed me as much at safety, where he made some great tackles that saved big plays against Overton. But, you know, they've got a linebacker, this Derek Tyler, is an all-state caliber player. You know, they've got people. I just don't think they're going to be able to stop Central Catholic from scoring. And I think Central Catholic's going to win the ballgame.
Bob, I guess all of us have had a little bit of allegiance to the Aurora Huskies and thought they were going to be a repeat champion when Crete knocked them off. I think we've climbed on that bandwagon as far as the West goes. Please tell me they have a chance.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, Tony, you've been there. You mean you're a state basketball tournament record holder. Have we mentioned that yet this year? I meant to. The thing is, their biggest problem is going to be just overcoming the Aurora game. I mean, that's a game that people look to throughout the summer, throughout 3 months of football. Couldn't wait till it got here. The game lived to every bit of the hype. It took every ounce of energy that Creed had and then some to win it. Take a deep breath and come back, and what do you get? You get the hottest team in Class B. When you take a look at what Elkhorn's done to that bracket in the East, they demolished it. They absolutely blew Boys Town out. They beat up a really good Blair team. You know, they're you know, feeling their oats. They've got four championships. Coach Mark Wortman, the pride of Lexington, Nebraska. You know, his team is going to be ready to go. If Creed does anything but play its best, they'll lose. But at their best, Creed wins the ball game. And I want to say this much about Aurora. I called Coach Hubert earlier in the week, not as a journalist, just as a fan, and I told him, I never felt Aurora was more a champion than it was last Saturday. You know, you lose a kid like Tyson Brockmeyer, who's as big a difference maker as we've seen in Class B in the last decade, I suppose. And then to have it come down to a play where it was the perfect call. I wrote about that earlier. It was heartbreaking to watch it sail over Schaefer's head. But the point is, they had the call. They were right there without their best player. And that was a tremendous achievement for Aurora. But you got to get past all that. You got to put all that behind you and really come up with another great effort, because that's what it's going to take to beat Elkhorn.
Well, Bob, we appreciate your coverage all season long, as it always has been, top of the line, and we can't wait to see you at the Big House Monday and Tuesday for all the state championship games. Enjoy your weekend. We'll see you in Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. I don't mean to go ironize Cody here or anything like that, but I do. I really appreciate being on. You guys do a great job. I hear about it all the time. And not just from the two of you telling me what a great job you do, but from other people. And it's a great service you guys provide to us high school fans around here. So thanks a lot, and I know we'll see you guys here Monday and Tuesday.
Okay, Bob, we'll let you go so you can call in for that Heisman special here at Midway. Okay, buddy?
That's right.
Bob Jetson. Last prep report. Don't forget, folks, that they've got the Heisman special going on here and all the great deals at Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. That's where we are at. And Monday and Tuesday, every state championship game here on ESPN. We'll take a break. Back with more after this.
For the past year, men all over the country have been seeing results with the Charger Pack. That's why Complete Nutrition is excited to announce that during the entire month of November, the Charger Pack is 25% off. Formulated for men over 30, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The result is a leaner, meaner core, a naturally increased sex drive, and an adolescent supply of energy and stamina. So if you're a man over 30 looking to build lean muscle and replenish your energy levels, there's never been a better time to try the Charger Pack. This offer is only available for the month of November, so get to Complete Nutrition and get your 25% off Charger Pack today.
Complete Nutrition is located in Kearney at 41st and 2nd Avenue north of Sunmark. For more information, call 338-1-5th. That's 338-1348, or on the web at CompleteNutrition.com.
Complete Nutrition.
It's never been easier to share well wishes of the holidays with your loved ones. Visit CarneyCopycat.com and choose from a large selection of Christmas cards, letterheads, and more. Your season's greetings will be flawless this year with the help of Copycat Printing.
Christmas cards custom made with picture and envelope start at only 35 cents. Custom designed ornaments with a picture make a great gift and keepsake.
Copycat Printing, 2100 Avenue A, Kearney.
There's nothing like cheering on the home team, UNK Lopers. The blue and gold is in town tonight, and Platte Valley State Bank, a community bank you can count on, reminds you to get with the crowd and get to the game and cheer on the UNK Lopers.
It's a fairly quiet week on the UNK campus, but today you can check out the UNK Aqualopers as the women's swimming and diving team is hosting Northern State University at 5. Check out women's swimming and diving against Northern State today at 5 and cheer on your UNK Lopers.
Saving money is important, but sometimes spending money makes good sense too. Like when you need a more reliable car, an energy-saving heat pump, or a first home. Sometimes you need help making these purchases, and that's when you need a reliable community bank. You need Platte Valley State Bank. Whether you need a short-term loan, a home equity line of credit, or a mortgage loan, Platte Valley State Bank will help you make sound and responsible choices. They have competitive rates and simple, straightforward programs. You can apply online or visit a personal banker. Good lending choices you can count on. That's Platte Valley State Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Occasional sunshine this afternoon. Temperatures hold fairly steady. Tonight, increasing clouds. Low near 27. Saturday, mainly cloudy. High near 35. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 43.
Is you with me?
I got your back,
for the skin.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're back live at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, where right now you can take advantage of the Heisman Special. Oh, it's just kind of an incredible deal here, folks, with the Heisman Special. You call in and you make your appointment today. You don't have to bring the vehicle in today. You make the appointment today. Mention the Heisman Special. That's the key, Heisman Special. And they're going to take care of you with the lube oil and filter change, or $15.99, and they're going to take all of that, and we are pleased that service manager Derek is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show in just a moment, because Daddy, like yesterday, they looked at my car. Today, they have looked at your truck. And Derek, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. What'd you find?
Well, actually, the truck's in pretty darn good shape. We looked at Tony's pickup, did a 23-point inspection, as we do free on every vehicle that comes into the shop for any maintenance or repair. On his truck, brakes, we check every fluid as it comes into the shop, check it top to bottom. Brakes look good all the way around. Only three things we could find that his truck could actually need. It's got a power steering pressure line seeping a little bit. Four tires, they're getting down about 4:30 seconds. Consumer Reports recommends that 4:30 seconds you look at replacement of tires. And the coolant could be serviced. Looks like coolant is good for 5 years or 100,000 on every car, make, and model. He's actually got 102,000 on her in about 6 years.
Daddy, I'm looking because they show you. They show you what your fluid looks like. They show you what it is. That looks – I mean, I had one that was brown yesterday, which wasn't good. I had that burnt look to it. Yours, you know, wait a minute. You didn't bring it in yesterday afternoon just so it would look good again this morning, did you?
Yeah, I replaced all my fluids yesterday. I did not do that. It's kind of strange, but power steering fluid was just a touch dark. But other than that, my fluids, everything was A-okay, they said, which kind of impressed me after 102,000 miles.
Exactly. It looks like it's been well-maintained.
We talked with the service gang yesterday down the road at Midway at the Jeep dealership, and they made the point that you go through all this, you do this with every maintenance check whenever it's brought in, and then you told Tony three things, and now it's up to him to make the decision. You can take care of him, though, on a couple of those, but you're not doing that before talking to the customer and then letting them know all their options.
Exactly, yeah. It's a no-pressure sale situation. All we do is we want to let you maintain the vehicle as it properly should. We show you the conditions of the fluids, give you some prices. Let you, obviously, some people got a budget, you know, what it's going to take. We let you have the option and what you can spend to repair on that day.
That's an exciting thing. And we talked about it yesterday, but we'll hit it again today. The weather's getting colder. The coolant is really critical. You don't want to be that person standing on the side of the road waiting for help to arrive. Preventative maintenance, we called it yesterday. Just react now before things go wrong with the vehicle. And that's something you guys take care of immediately when it comes in, the 23-point inspection. That's critical to you, to anybody maintaining their vehicle.
Oh, yeah, along with longevity of the vehicle. Obviously, the cars can go a lot longer than they used to. Getting 200,000 miles out of a car is nothing new anymore. And back in the day, you were lucky to get 100. Now 200-plus. We actually see some vans with 400,000 miles that come see us now. As long as they're well-maintained with all the fluids as they should be, getting that kind of mileage is pretty much cakewalk.
So outstanding. Derek, thanks for all that you're doing for the great fans and of the show and all the folks in the Tri-Cities and the Midwest, as we've been talking about. It's just not here. You don't have to be a Kearney resident. You can call in, make the appointment with you guys, and you're gonna get them through everything they need to get ready for winter.
Oh, definitely for winter. Like I say, come see us for anything you need. We sell every make, model, brand of tire. We have the tire price match guarantee here at Midway. We can match any popular brand of tire. All you gotta do is bring us a copy. We'll match that price or beat it. We fix every car, make, and model. We work on Fords, work on foreign cars. It doesn't got to be a Chevy or a Dodge. You bring it to us, we can fix it.
They are here for you, folks. And don't forget the Heisman special going on as well for today only. Call them at 234-2496. Ask for the Heisman special, 234-2496. If you make that appointment by 5 o'clock today, Derek, one more time, what are they getting?
We're getting the Good Wrench and Go, which is an oil change rotate with a 21-point inspection for $15.99.
Unbelievable. Derek, thanks so much for the time, and we'll let you get back to work.
All right, thank you.
We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot more to talk about, and we have Pigskin Pick'em still to come, so stay with us. We're back after this.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation now brings you Sean Callahan with another Big Red Report.
Hard is giving everything you have in practice.
Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one.
Day after day.
He's got the touchdown!
The heart in me.
The Huskers finish a perfect 13-0.
Pumps Husker Red.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
It's the Gobble Up the Savings Tire Sale on now at all Graham Tire Stores, featuring all Kelly tires on sale. Also, get up to an $80 cash rebate with purchase of four selected Goodyear tires, or as much as $160 when you use your Goodyear card account. The people you trust for tires are tops in service, too. Save on preventative maintenance services to get your car ready for winter driving. Quality products, professional people, legendary service, backed by our lowest price guarantee. Hurry in. Sale ends November 27th. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
With today's Husker Radio Report, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. If Nebraska wants to get things back on track with their offense tomorrow at Texas A&M, a big part of that is obviously the health of Taylor Martinez. Last week against Kansas, Martinez shook off some of the rust with his bad ankle, and according to new offensive coordinator Sean Watson, he's pretty close to being back at 100%.
He's really close. You know, I don't notice anything in him. He's accelerating. He's making cuts on a dime, and he's looked really good this week. It's like having old Taylor back.
Another challenge for Martinez tomorrow will be handling the nearly 90,000 Aggie fans at Kyle Field and College Station.
Yeah, I heard it's a really tough place to play in, and I think it'll be a really fun environment and hostile environment to play in, and I think it'll be really fun, especially because I love playing in away games. I just love going up against that crowd.
Kickoff for tomorrow's game is set for 7 o'clock. Reporting with the Nebraska football team in Lincoln, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com.
Husker Practice Reports are brought to you weekdays, 7:51 and 12:21 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
If you got that helmet off, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
The heart in me pumps Husker Red.
Coming to Kearney, it's Ron White Live.
I bought my wife breast implants for her birthday. I've never been a huge fan of plastic surgery, but I have to admit I've had a lot of fun playing with these things. I haven't given them to her yet.
7:30 this Friday night at Viero Event Center.
And at our bank, there's one patch of manicured grass that has two little signs that both say, no dogs. So I take my dogs over there. And this guy comes waddling out of the bank with a big scowl on his face, and he goes, the sign says no dogs. I said, the sign's wrong.
Reserved seat tickets are on sale now at Viero Event Center box office by phone at 308-338-8011 or online at carneyevents.com.
He takes me to jail when we get there. He asked me if I have any aliases. I said, yeah, they call me Tater Salad.
For mature audiences.
Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep isn't waiting till after Turkey Day. The Better Than Black Friday Super Savings event is happening now at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. You don't have to wait to take advantage of $5,000 off Chrysler Town & Countries. That should put a little Chris in your Kringle. And we know it's been a great harvest, and that's why they've stocked up on Central Nebraska's largest selection of Ram, half-ton, and heavy-duty trucks with rebates up to $6,750. And remember, Dodge Ram diesels are the only urea-free, hassle-free trucks on the road. It's Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep's Rams Better Than Black Friday Super Savings event happening now through the end of the month, where the early shoppers are rewarded at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Midway, it's a better way.
Back on the Nugget Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, broadcasting live today from Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Stop by and see the great sales staff. Get you set up in a new vehicle today or this weekend as they're here for you. And they do such a great job, Dan, Leroy, and Jim, and the entire crew here. And if you just need a little service, of course, we've been talking with Derek and Mike and the gang here, the service managers at Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac. Call today for the Heisman Special, $15.99 for their Good Rush and Go lube oil and filter change. All you have to do is make your appointment by 5 o'clock today. Then bring your vehicle in at your convenience, and they'll take care of you. And you can even wait in their great area here with the free cappuccino bar, the free Wi-Fi, the cappuccino coffee bar. They'll give you courtesy transportation if you want to leave your vehicle here for the afternoon or the day and come get it later. 234-2496. 234-2496. Mention the Heisman Special, and they're going to set you up. You're going to save well over $20. And Evidently, the phone lines have been lighting up as well, Tony. So there you go. Godfather's Pizza, the place to go for lunch today. I'm kind of getting hungry. You hungry?
Well, $6.50 is kind of a no-brainer because the salad bar comes right with the buffet.
That's right. Salad bar with the buffet, $6.50, 11 to 2 every single day at Godfather's Pizza on the cross on the Archway Plaza, 222 West 42nd Street, or as we like to say here in Kearney, on top of the hill there next to Sunmart. Godfather's also will deliver to you while they are open, which is 11 to 11 on the weekends, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10 every other day. Call for delivery or pickup, 234-9444, 234-9444. And tonight is their family night Friday. Buy any jumbo pie and 2 liter, and you'll get breadsticks and monkey bread free. So you're going to get the jumbo pizza anyway, and you're going to get some soda. Why not get free monkey bread and breadsticks? Then on Saturday, kids 10 and under eat free, 2 children per paying adult on Saturdays. So there you go. Come down and join their family at Godfather's Pizza in the Archway Plaza in Kearney. Daddy, a couple of other things have come out here in the world of sports. Maurice Clarett, he's all of a sudden got a big story on him. Maurice Clarett plans to extend his football comeback, says he would spend another year with the Omaha Nighthawks if they want him back. He told the Associated Press, the opportunity to play again has been a blessing from God. Clarett has been a model citizen since getting out of prison and being in Omaha, but he's only played sparingly. And tonight's the season finale for the Omaha Nighthawks.
Already. You know, going into this league, a new league, you know, you knew they only had 8 games, but they went rather quickly. And hopefully, you know, I think he's one of those players that people still would go out and see. So I think he's bringing fans to the Nighthawks. So I think the Nighthawks will continue to support him.
Once again, no surprise here. Nebraska leads the Big 12 in academic all-Big 12 football selections, 23 total from the University of Nebraska. 13 of those are on the first team, including a perfect 4.0 for Blake Lawrence. Others on that first team include Zach Lee, Tyler Legate, Ben Cotton, Austin Cassidy, Rex Burkhead, and Tyrone Foy. He is the gentleman that has been in the service, that had the flag, carried that out on 9/11, and is getting the Lott Trophy next month. Among those on the second team is our buddy Lance Thorell. This is the third time he's been an academic all-Big 12 selection. And big news for the fans that are going to the Nebraska-Colorado game. And Dominican Sue is going to be back, and they're going to retire his jersey. His name and number will go up on the wall under the big Husker vision on the north side. And because it's a Thanksgiving day for Detroit, they'll play, and then he'll be there Friday for the Nebraska-Colorado game. You think they might show his return against Cody Hawkins?
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. I know exciting for him, but exciting for all the fans and attendance. I like that when you get somebody that plays that well to throw out that way. You know, a lot of times, you know, people down the road get inducted in the Hall of Fame. It's Jerry Rice, making Jerry Rice wait the minimum 5 years, that's a little ridiculous when he's the greatest of all time, don't you think? Why would you make Ndamukong Suh wait that long? Put him in right away at the first opportunity. And to be honest, that's probably the first opportunity, maybe other than the first one of the first 2 games of the season, to get his jersey and to get his name up on that North Stadium wall.
Couple of other sports notes. It's still busy in the basketball season. A tough one for the UNK men last night. It sounds like they outplayed Wayne State everywhere, but taking care of the ball. They fall 72-71 in overtime. The men and women will play at Fort Hays State tomorrow. Eastie's College men and women open conference play at Sioux Falls tomorrow at 2-4. Mike Will always has the games for you. 2-4 tomorrow on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Also, the NCAA regional cross-country meet. The Lopers expected to do well. Women and men tomorrow go to Wayne State for that. And, Tony, the women play tomorrow, Husker women, against St. Mary's of California at 2:30. What do you make of the men? They had a chance. I guess maybe it's disappointing because they had a chance to beat Vanderbilt yesterday, which would have given them a game tonight with West Virginia, and then a chance to possibly play North Carolina, although they looked pretty darn good, or Minnesota for third place if they would get beat by West Virginia. They're up in this ball game. It's an ugly defensive ball game. They play at 2 o'clock today against Davidson. And, Tony, they did not score a field goal for the last 7 minutes and 49 seconds, which just immediately harkens you back to last year where they went incredibly long stretches without scoring. And what are they going to have to do? They end up getting beat 59-49. Vanderbilt ends the game on an 18-5 run.
Yeah, they were in that ball game, like you said, and then the droughts come back to haunt you, and we saw those major droughts all of last year, and we thought, well, maybe this team's going to improve offensively. I think they have improved offensively. But, you know, any big game you get into, those droughts keep rearing their ugly head. And, that's something that cannot happen. And it's very, very scary as, you know, you start to get deeper into the season. If those droughts keep reappearing, this is a team that's going to finish in the back of the pack in the Big 12.
Also, a couple of other sports notes to tell you about. Congratulations, Hastings College. They are the two-time defending GPAC All-Sports Trophy champion. And after the fall sports season, they are in the lead again thanks to their soccer teams, who will host NAIA National Tournament games tomorrow. The men will play at 1 against Missouri Valley, and the women will play at 5 against Olivet Nazarene. Tri-City Storm try to get back in the win column tonight and tomorrow. Waterloo tonight, Sioux Falls tomorrow, both on the road, 7:05, and you can hear them on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. But, Daddy, it's time for Pick'em, Pigskin, Pick'em, Pigskin, Pick'em. You've got one other bit of breaking news that we want to get to right now before we throw out that trivia question.
Yeah, before we throw out the trivia question, we had a we learned in the last couple of days of a longtime baseball coach, and Coach Steve Spomberg of the Legion team, the senior Legion team here in Kearney, after 32 years of service to the community, is going to retire and watch his son play some baseball and do some other things, free up some time in his summer. We understand that Coach Archer will move up and coach the senior Legion team, and that is a story that's been a break in here the last couple of days in Kearney, and I think it's out enough now that the people present are okay with us saying that. 32 years of service, a lot of summers spent here, ended with a great run of state championship and a trip to the regional, so he's going to take some time with his family.
Go out on top. Congratulations. We'll catch up with Coach Spomberg here as the basketball season gets going for him, too. So, and he's going to have a pretty darn good basketball team over there at Sutton. So congratulations and thanks to Steve Spomberg, who is stepping down as the Kearney runs it coach after 32 years. And now let's give somebody a chance to battle us in Pigskin Pick'em, Daddy. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, plus our Husker prediction. What's your trivia question, big fella?
Well, the trivia question is simply, Felix Hernandez won the American League Cy Young. Who was second in that voting?
Back after this.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. The Hastings College basketball teams open the conference season tomorrow at Sioux Falls. The Bronco women are 4-3 on the season, while the men support a 2-4 record. Hastings College men's head coach Lance Crete says his young team has been very inconsistent so far this season.
I just don't know if we have a toughness about us mentally that we're going to need to get through a good conference like the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We're just not very tough, and that leads to our inconsistency right now, simply because, you know, we're giving up the same plays over and over, you know, and we're either not tough or we're insane, because that's exactly the definition of insanity. And we've just got to find a way to overcome things. And our guard play has got to be better, because as coaches, we're spending too much time calling timeouts to get adjustments, calling timeouts to slow tempo, calling timeouts to get substitutions even at times, you know. So we're just not, our guards are not doing a good enough job of controlling the game. But again, they're all new, they're all young, and that's just going to take us some time.
Game times have been changed due to an NAIA football playoff game. The women's game will now tip off at 4 o'clock, with the men to follow at 6. We'll have both games on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon. The Hastings College soccer teams will host opening round games in the NAIA National Championship tomorrow. The men will play Missouri Valley at 1. The women will face Olivet Nazarene at 5 o'clock. Both games will be played at Lloyd Wilson Field. The 10th-ranked Nebraska Kearney volleyball team beat 7th-ranked Minnesota Duluth in 4 sets yesterday in the opening round of the NCAA Central Regional in Marshall, Minnesota. The scores were 25-22, 13-25, 25-17, and 25-18. The Lopers are now 30-4 on the season and will play top seed and tournament host Southwest Minnesota State in the semifinals tonight. First serve will be at 7:30. Wayne State beat the Nebraska Kearney men's basketball team 72-71 in overtime last night. The Lopers were led by Akeem Morrisaint, who finished with 19 points. UNK is now 1-1. They will play at Fort Hays State on Saturday. The Tri-City Storm are on the road this weekend, playing at Waterloo tonight and Sioux Falls tomorrow. We'll have both games on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, beginning with the pregame show at 6:45. Adamican Sue will have his number 93 jersey retired in a halftime ceremony during the Cornhuskers game against Colorado on November 26th. Sue will join 16 other former players who have had their jerseys retired. All major national award winners automatically have their jerseys retired. However, their numbers are still available to active Huskers. Sue won the Outland Trophy, the Rotary Lombardi Award, the Chuck Benarek Award, and the Bronco Nagurski Trophy. He was also named the AP National Player of the Year. That's a sports update. I'm Mike Will.
Reduce those dreaded heating bills today with Pacific Energy wood-burning stoves and fireplace inserts from Gronie's Outdoor Power. Stay extra warm with Pacific Energy's beautiful, efficient, and economical wood-burning stoves and fireplace inserts, at the same time lowering your heating bills. For a limited time only, get $200 off. Yep, $200 off. Pacific Energy and Gronie's Outdoor Power have your heating needs solution. Get to Gronie's Outdoor Power and kiss the high heating bills goodbye. North Highway 281, Grand Island.
Hey, Nebraska, this is Adam from Big O Tires. And you heard me right, Adam, not Jeff. The boss is out of town, and while he's gone, we've decided to have a huge sale on Cooper Tires. We've slashed prices 15 to 30% on all Cooper passenger and light truck tires. You simply will not find a better price on high-quality Cooper Tires. So get to Big O Tires now, while the boss is away for a killer deal on Coopers. Only at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, where it's time for our weekly Pigskin Pick'em. We're running out of time over the last down to the last 3 weeks of the season here, and already qualifying Jack from Aurora is on the line today. It's great to have a Jack joining us on the program today. He has already won a deli sandwich and deli combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli, either in Hastings at two locations, 610 East South Street, 801 West 2nd, or in Kearney, top of the hill, 3905 North 2nd Avenue. Daddy, we were up there again. How many sandwiches do they have at Big Daddy's Deli?
They added seven more this week, 4,367.
Oh, so good. Big Daddy's Deli, home of a bazillion sandwiches. Jack, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Doing good, guys. How are you?
All right. Well, I think we got some tough ones up there today because everybody's talking about how football this week isn't going to be that exciting because there's no marquee matchup. Let's see what we got. The first one on the board, Florida State at Maryland. Who you got, Jack?
FSU.
Daddy?
I fear the turtle.
Ooh, really? I'm taking Florida State. And, of course, since we're here at Midway, Andy's got to pick. What do you got, buddy? A fellow Auroran on the line. Who you taking?
Taking the Seminoles.
All right, on the board with the Seminoles. Wisconsin at Michigan. I'll go first here. I'm taking Wisconsin. Andy?
I'm picking upset. Wolverines.
Ooh, Andy.
I wouldn't take the home team in this one.
Taking Michigan, too?
I think Michigan.
Uh-oh. Jack, what do you think?
Gotta go Badgers.
Okay, Ohio State at Iowa. Ohio State only favored by 4 points. Daddy, who you got here? Can the Hawkeyes bounce back from that disturbing loss last week?
I've got my friend Russ's eye. I got his back. Iowa Hawkeyes.
Andy, what do you think?
I don't remember the last time the Buckeyes won at Iowa. I'm taking Iowa again.
Jack, who you got?
Ohio State.
And I'm going to take Iowa, so Jack got a shot there taking Ohio State. Our next ball game up is Arkansas at Mississippi State. Pick Suey, what do you think, Andy?
I'm going to go with Arkansas and Ryan Mallett.
Jack, who you got?
Go Mississippi State.
Arkansas only favored by 3, Daddy, which always throws a concern into me because that you just think, you look at that and you go, well, Arkansas should win big. I'm still going to take Arkansas. How about you?
I've got two Bulldogs. I'll take the Bulldogs.
USC at Oregon State. Explain to me, Washington State beat Oregon State last week. Not close. They beat Oregon State. Oregon State, were they just looking ahead to this? They're only a 3.5-point dog. USC at Oregon State. Daddy, who you got?
I've got the Beavers.
I'm taking Southern Cal. What do you think, Andy?
Beaver fever, man.
Jack, who you got?
Trojans.
All right, that takes us to Illinois at Northwestern, where they're only going one way. I hope it's the right way at Wrigley Field. If you missed it earlier in the show, they've decided that all the offense is going to run one way so they don't run into a wall. Who you like in this one, Jack?
Got to take Illinois.
Illinois is favored by 7. I don't understand. I'm taking Northwestern. Andy, who you got?
Oh, I got Northwestern and Fitzgerald.
Daddy?
You know what? I'm going to go with Illinois. I think they're going the right direction.
North Carolina State at North Carolina. Danny, who you got?
I'm going to take Roy Williams. I think he's done a phenomenal job this early in the season. I like him.
North Carolina, thank you. Andy, who you got?
I'll take NC State since North Carolina lost half their team to recruiting violations.
So. You know, NC State was red hot at the beginning of the year. I'm going to take North Carolina, though. That's one of those teams I kept picking even through the violations, and they let me down so much. Jack, who you got, NC State or North Carolina?
North Carolina.
Stanford at Cal. It's the game, the big game. What do you think this year, Andy? Stanford supposedly is so much better than Cal, but who knows?
If your quarterback's named Luck, you got to have some luck on your side. I'm going with Stanford.
How about you, Jack? Stanford, Cal?
I got to go Stanford.
Daddy?
Yeah.
On the field?
I was a big fan of the Lopez twins. I like them and Stanford.
I'm going to take Stanford as well. That's a clean sweep. Virginia Tech at Miami. Miami's last chance to make something big out of this season. Their quarterback just isn't going to get the job done, and Virginia Tech is pointed in the right direction after a slow start. I'll take the Hokies, Daddy.
Well, I think that line's a little hokey myself. I will take the Hurricanes at home.
Okay, Andy, what do you think?
Hokies are headed in the right direction.
And Jack, Virginia Tech or Miami?
Vautech.
And the final game, Kansas State at Colorado. Kansas State is favored by 2 at Colorado. Daddy, what do you think? I've been on Colorado, and then last week I said, nah, that emotion's overplayed, and they just killed Iowa State. What do you think?
I've been on this deal. It's at Colorado. It's pretty easy. You just take the home team in the Big 12. Give me a Dan Hawkins list, Colorado Buffaloes.
Jack, who you like?
K-State.
Andy?
K-State wins 3-0.
I'm going to be honest, I have not circled this game yet. Could it be possible that I pick against Colorado twice? Because I know I'm going to pick against them next week. I'm going to take Bill Snyder and Kansas State to win this football game with Daniel Thomas. It's down to the tiebreaker. We have all written down our numbers here. Jack, the total points, Nebraska, Texas A&M, what do you think?
58.
58. Andy, what do you got?
I got 63, Henry by a field goal.
Daddy?
I've got 60.
And I have a lot lower game than that. I have 47 on my list. Jack, congratulations. You're already the winner of a combo meal to Big Daddy's Deli, and we'll see if you win. You're in, of course, for the computer and the bowl of bonanza. So best of luck and enjoy your weekend there with the Huskies.
All right, thanks, guys.
Jack from Aurora. We've got one final break to take, and we're going to wrap things up for Midway Chevrolet Buick and make our game predictions for Nebraska A&M next.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden. Go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.
ABC Drug and Gift would like to let everyone know the new store is open, with a larger pharmacy to better serve all their great customers and refreshments available while you shop. So get to ABC Drug and Gift today and decorate your home for the season with all the fun, vibrant fall colors and enjoy the wonderful scents of fall in their line of soybean candles. You'll always find something unique under the big green awning on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drugstore.
This Saturday, we're at the Big House for a Big Ten showdown between Michigan and Wisconsin. Hi, this is Westwood One's Brad Sham. Join Eddie George and me for all the action from Ann Arbor. Running back John Clay and the Badgers have their sights set on the conference title and a berth in the Rose Bowl. But first, they'll have to slow down Denard Robinson and the Wolverines. Which defense is up to the challenge? If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Wisconsin, Michigan, Iowa, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Army, Saturday on ESPN.
I want to thank all the fine folks that have emailed and been on the program not only today but throughout the week. And if you ever miss any of the Doug and Daddy Show, go to the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Brought to you by Cunningham's Journal Maloff, where the Husker game is on tomorrow night. All the college, all the NFL is there for you. And we've been here the last couple of days at Midway. Today, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. Sales manager Andy Griffith. Andy, thanks for having us, man.
No, man. Thank you guys for coming out. I know you guys have a heck of a following, and, you know, it's amazing how well of a show you guys do put on. So you,
for a couple ding-dongs?
You guys bring a lot to the table, but no, it's awesome. I'm glad to have you guys out here.
Well, thanks, buddy. And, again, one more time before we get out of here, the Heisman special until 5 o'clock today. The important part, get called at 234-2496. Don't have to bring your vehicle in today. You just got to schedule it today. What do they get?
Absolutely. You're going to go ahead and get a lube oil filter, a multi-point inspection, a tire rotation. Write it down, $15.99. Call 234-2496. And when you get somebody on the phone, say, hey, I need that Heisman special, and I need to set my appointment now before 5 p.m.
Sounds great. Andy, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Daddy, we're out of time. It's time for our Nebraska Texas A&M predictions. Merritt, you got anything you want to say today?
No, not really.
That's good. That's why he's the best producer in the business right there. You can play that closed music and let's get out of here, because we want to thank Monty Kraftenstein for joining us on the show today. We want to thank, of course, Bob Jensen breaking down the state football playoffs. We have all six of them for you Monday and Tuesday. Daddy, between now and then, big game tomorrow night in College Station. Your pick. You said this was Nebraska's toughest game of the year at the beginning of the season. Give me your prediction.
You know what? I picked 60 points. I can't end this on 60 points, so I got to go 61 points. I got 31-30. Nebraska finds a way to get it done at the end.
Kansas. Nebraska gets out early. Struggles in the second half. Doesn't score a touchdown. Iowa State. Nebraska got out somewhat early. Was up by two touchdowns. Couldn't sustain it in the fourth quarter. Missouri. Nebraska gets out early. 24-0. Didn't play that well offensively the rest of the football game. Texas didn't get it going. Kansas State. One of the games that they actually kept it going in. It's been a long time since Nebraska has finished. I think it finally bites them. A&M 24, Nebraska 23.
Well,
I hope that's not the case, but that's my prediction. A&M 24, Nebraska 23. Hopefully it doesn't happen. We'll see you Wednesday for our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's on the Doug and Daddy Show. State football Monday and Tuesday. Daddy, have a great weekend.
Hey, do the same. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.